Almighty God, without whose help labor is useless, without whose light search is vain, we then, unworthy servants, here gathered together in thy name, do most humbly beseech thee to send down thine heavenly wisdom from above to direct and guide us in all our deliberations, and laying aside all private interest, where prejudices and partial affections, the results of all our counsels, may be to the glory of thy blessed name. Amen.
Is the chief whip around?
Mr. Speaker, the time is past 10. I move that SO52 be suspended so that the business of the House will commence.
Any seconder?
I second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye.
Mr. Speaker?
Those against say nay.
Mr. Speaker?
Pardon me?
I'm on my legs, sir. Please.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I thank you for giving me this opportunity. This is for the purpose of sanity. I've seen over the years, and when I say over the years, it's even past 3-4 years in Parliament here, we've totally discarded the rules of SO52. And if that is the case, then there is no need for any timing. But the drafters of this standing orders deem it fit to give timing for parliamentary sittings to commence. But it has almost become a tradition now. SO52 is being suspended on a permanent basis. So I'm not moving a counter motion. You should have asked for a counter motion anyway. But by moving a counter motion, it's like stalling the process or stopping Parliament from proceeding. So most responsibly, I'm not moving a counter motion. It's my right, but I'm not moving. But can we agree? Especially as you are sitting today as Speaker, can we agree that henceforth, we try to help SO52. Let SO52 be meaningful. Parliament sits at 10. Can we make SO52 meaningful rather than suspend on a permanent basis? That is my submission, sir.
Okay, noted.
That we draw a line.
Yes, noted, honorable member. Honorable Daniel Kroma, I think that is worthy. But let me state with authority that the sitting of Parliament depends on several factors, among which is the quorum. If members of Parliament do not turn up in time, and if we haven't got the quorum, Parliament can't sit. So until we address the other factors, we can't address SO52. But in the circumstances, we'll take note of that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it. Proceed.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 27th June 2019.
Record of votes and proceedings, honorable members. Page 1. Two. Three, four, five, six, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Can a member move?
Mr. Speaker, I so move.
Any seconder?
I second, Mr. Speaker.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Record of votes and proceedings for Thursday, 27th June 2019 has been adopted. Laying of papers. A. Honorable CDM Tunis, the leader of government's business.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table National Electoral Commission NEC annual report for the year ended 2018.
It seems as if the members are partially sleeping this morning. Partially, not sleeping, I did not say so. Mr. Speaker, considering the importance of NEC today in our political cycle, may I move that we debate this report that has just been laid on the table of the House by the Leader of Government Business. Mr. Leader, seconder?
Any seconder?
Mr. Leader, second.
I so second Yunkela here.
Ask you not me. Mr. Speaker, the leader come up here, please.
Any counter motion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those against say nay. The ayes have it.
Motion.
This house. Okay.
Motion moved by the Leader of the Opposition has been carried.
This House shall debate the report in due course.
Mr. Speaker, already the Leader of the Opposition has touched on a very important subject, one that is very close to my heart today. That is to say, to debate this document. But my challenge is, I have gone through the other papers since yesterday, and I realize that what we have come to do today, even my son attending on SAB will be doing more work than me today in Parliament, because we have come to lay papers. And over the years, over the last 3 days or 2 weeks, we have laid 3 documents in this Parliament. This is the first that a member of this Parliament has attempted to move that we debate. And these documents that have been laid in this House are performance audit reports for sensitive areas, including a sustainable development goal on corruption, and I cannot remember the other. And the PSC, Mr. Speaker, I encourage members of this House to look into those documents, and maybe I will move another motion that these documents that we are so laid on diverse dates be debated in this House, so that the people of this country get value for money. As members of Parliament, we are paid to do this work. And let us do this work, Mr. Speaker. If documents are laid and 21 days elapse without us debating them, it will not add value to the democracy, neither add value to us as members of Parliament, because we come, we lay papers, and we look for time so that time will go by without them be debated. And it cannot also help us in our mind and in our thinking. It will not give us time to read. Since I have entered this Parliament to date, I have received more documents and I have accumulated more books than I have done in my entire school year. So it means these documents must be useful to the people of this country. So I move that the 3 documents that we have so laid be debated in this House.
Which documents are those? Which documents? Which documents?
The performance audit report on the institutional framework for fighting corruption by the Anti-Corruption Commission.
Sorry, Honorable Member, those documents are not before this House this morning. So we
speaker, those documents were laid and they are within the period and a motion can be moved within 21 days.
They
it's
are
not passed, it's still within the period, sir.
They are not within the ambit of the order paper this morning, so we cannot refer to them. Second item.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker, in that instance, I would want to give a notice.
Honorable Tawa, please sit down.
Understanding Order 25, Mr. Speaker.
Honorable Tawa.
Mr. Please. Speaker, I'm standing understanding Order 25.
It's all right.
I want to give a notice of
it's
my
all right.
motion.
Please sit down.
Mr. Speaker.
Yes. Okay, proceed, leader.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, by way of a guide, this is something we talked about the last time, some few months ago, sometime during the last session. But I want to repeat two things. One, the 21 days rule for all of us in this house, including myself, because we are here to learn. But the 21 days rule is only applicable to a report or a document that needs the ratification of this House. So if it is not debated within 21 days, then it becomes law. These are reports. But then the next point, which is perhaps even more important, the report from the Office of the Auditor General is laid in Parliament, and this Parliament, in turn, hands it over to the Public Accounts Committee because it is the raw material. Until the PAC is done with their hearings and bring a report to this House, debating the Auditor General's report is premature in itself. By way of guide.
Thank you, Honorable Leader. Let's go to the second item.
Mr. Speaker, for clarification, the notice that has been moved by the leader of the opposition, is it a notice of motion?
He has not moved any motion.
Because it has been put to vote, sir.
He has not given any notice.
It has
nothing
been
has been
to
put
vote.
To vote. Nothing at all.
Mr. Speaker. Again, Mr. Speaker, with your permission. My honorable friend from Bo, reports are not part of the exceptions under 25.2. Report from MDAs does not fall within the purview under 25 to the exceptions that requires notice. These are mere reports for us to debate. 25.2 is very clear. The exceptions are there, they are listed.
Proceed with the second item.
B. Honorable Wiata Songa, Chairperson, Interparliamentary Union Committee.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members, I beg to lay on the table of the House the report of the 140th General Assembly of the Interparliamentary Union, IPU, held in Doha, Qatar, from the 6th to the 10th of April, 2019.
And C, the Minister of Labour and Social Security.
Mr. Speaker, honorable members of parliament, I beg to lay on the table the following conventions. Convention 160, Labor Statistics Convention of 1985. Convention 189, Domestic Workers Convention 2011, number 189. Convention 102, Social Security Minimum Standards Convention of 1952. Convention 150, Labor Administration Convention of 1978. Convention 181, Private Employment Agency, and Protocol 029 of 2014 to the First Labor Convention of 1930.
Honorable leader, approach me. Announcement.
The Parliamentary Committee announcement. The Parliamentary Committee on Works and Public Assets meets today, Thursday, 4th July.
Honorable members, announcement.
The Parliamentary Committee on Works and Public Assets meets today, Thursday, 4th July 2019, at 2 p.m. in the main administrative building. All members of the Committee of Planning and Economic Development are invited to its inaugural meeting immediately after sitting is adjourned in the conference room of the administrative building. Please endeavor to attend and on time. Signed, Honorable Sir Francis Bendu, Chairman. The Committee on Agriculture and Forestry will have their first inaugural meeting for the second session of the fifth parliament in committee room number one. Immediately sitting is adjourned. Signed, Usman Kokofele, committee clerk. Members of the Committee of Labor are invited to a meeting immediately after sitting in the conference room of the main administrative building. Signed, the chairman. Thank you for listening.
Honorable members, this particularly goes to the whips of the various political parties. Of course, Honorable Daniel Cromer has raised a very salient and important issue regarding attendance. We have overused SO52. There's no gainsay. As members of parliament, we owe a duty to the citizenry of Sierra Leone. We adjourn each day for 10 a.m. But it is unfortunate that members of parliament decide for most of the time to come after sometimes 11 a.m., which is very, very much unfair. And parliament cannot commence sitting as long as a quorum is not achieved. So please, honorable members, take note of this particular point raised by Honorable Daniel Cromer, so that we try as best as we could to address this frequent use of SO52. This is for the attention of the whips, particularly the chief whip of the House of Parliament. I thank you very much. This sitting is adjourned to Thursday, the 11th July 2019 at 10 a.m. Thank you very much.
Mr. Speaker.